Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a weird report out there that back when he got upset that the Patriots were trading Jimmy Garoppolo and sticking by Tom Brady, Bill Belichick was salty enough that he started asking about coaching openings that could be coming in Washington and in New York. J.P. Finley covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. What have you see just being written about, and what do you actually think about those rumors?
I think it's pretty crazy. I just don't believe it, frankly. I know that there was some internal discord in New England, and I know that Bill Belichick grew up in Annapolis and has, you know, a real affinity for this area. It's my understanding he belongs to a pretty exclusive golf course here in the area. But I don't think any chance he was ever going to coach the Redskins.
John Paul Jones.
What do you think? I was stunned. I was like, what? To me, it was just outer space.
Yeah, to me, that at most was a leverage thing or something, probably at some point where it's like, I'll totally leave. I'm leaving. Bye. You know, I don't believe that for a second.
Having a polite conversation with an NFL owner is never a bad idea. I could see Dan and Bill maybe, you know, chatting about what they think the right kind of job looks like. And I mean, I don't know how far we want to chase this rabbit hole, but in some ways, if there ever was that conversation, maybe that puts Snyder on the path that lands with Ron Rivera in the coach-centric approach. I don't know, but I don't think Belichick was ever wearing burgundy and gold on the sideline.
Yeah, nor I. John Paul Jones, Arena Finley. So you mentioned Rivera. Grant, I kicked this around yesterday. I want your take on it. I don't think you're allowed to be mad at the staff that he's filled out, especially because Jack Del Rio, by all means, slam dunk hire. But it looks like they didn't cast a very wide net. If you knew him from Carolina, you got to come up, whether it's the linebackers coach, secondary coach, whatever the heck else. And it's not, you're not angry about it if you're a Redskins fan or if you're me, but you're kind of going, darn, I wish they'd kind of beat the bushes a little bit because there's some star coaches out there. Is this really the best possible staff they could have put together? I know it's standard procedure, but I'm asking for exceptional procedure, something the Redskins haven't done in a long time. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a reasonable thought. I'm not surprised. This is the way Ron went. You know, he did keep a couple guys. I thought, to me, keeping Nate Thatcher was one that made a lot of sense. Because the special teams were really good. The guys liked him. And why would you chase him off? You know, and that one made sense to me. I think if you had to point to one maybe questionable, it was the offensive coordinator spot. To stick with Scott Turner instead of maybe keeping Kevin O'Connell. By all accounts, there was some, you know, maybe disagreements there about if O'Connell was going to get to pick his staff or if Ron was going to fill the staff out. And I think Kevin O'Connell wanted out of D.C., and I think that played a part in this. And maybe that got, you know, reconciled a bit by the hiring of Ron Rivera and the, you know, overhaul of the front office. But I think you got to let him do his thing. And talking with Ron and being at the press conference, he's got a vision, and it's a very specific vision. And I think – at least to start, he wants everything exactly how he wants it. And if you go back to 2011, when he took the Panthers job, I don't know that he got to build his complete own staff. And I think that is really important to him now. And I think it's one of those things for so many years we screamed about get rid of everybody, start over. You got to kind of just go along with what the process is. And if this is the direction the team's going in, do you and I know enough about linebackers coaches to say they made the right or wrong hire? I'm not sure we do.
I would say that we don't.
Yeah, of course don't.
J.P. Finley of NBC Sports Washington. One last one real quick on the Skins. New offensive coordinator Scott Turner talking Dwayne Haskins. You and I agree that we didn't necessarily hear glowing endorsement of Haskins from Rivera that we were hoping for. Did we hear that from Turner?
I think we did, especially for this early in the stage where the two of them probably haven't stood on a football field together. I thought Turner's assessment of what he saw in Haskins coming out as a rookie was certainly a very high endorsement. And then he said, you know, he really started to play better late last year, which is something, you know, all Skins fans saw too. In a way, I think, I don't know that it was by design, but the way this is set up for maybe a good cop, bad cop thing, where Ron gets to be the hard-o, hey, first one in, last one out, that's all that matters. And Scott can be like, I know you got this. And Scott said the same things about commitment and putting the hours in. But Scott can be the buddy, and Ron can be the hard, older guy. I think it could put them in a good situation. And then, by all accounts, Ken Zampezi is going to be a huge factor in Dwayne's development, and I think that's a really good thing, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.